Ho, 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 ho.
And welcome to another of the 12 Dubs of Christmas. Just in case you wonder if things have taken a dark turn, because you can hear the whining and heavy breathing, we've actually relocated from the Burns Cave to Tumble Towers for the latest.
It's true. Susan, the Canaan correspondent of previous regular episodes, has joined us to give us her thoughts on Christmas. Hello, Susan.
I thought...
Now gone silent.
Yes.
Yes, and hello to Nick Roche.
Yes, hello to Nick, and hello to the silent member, Mr. Philip Ayres.
What have you got to say for yourself, Phil?
I thought as much.
Indeed.
Now, as we said, Christmas is the time of giving,
yes,
and
indeed.
Normally we are the recipients, stroke victims, delete as applicable,
yes,
of gifts sent in by the silent member.
That's true, but I understand that on this occasion we have a gift which is not from the silent member.
We do indeed. We have a gift from one of the fine listeners of this podcast,
yes,
the very splendid Cassius 335, aka Mr. Alan John Wilkinson, who sent this with instructions of not to open before Christmas. However, I don't know whether my postie tried to eat it before delivering through the door, but the outer wrapping was damaged, which revealed two of items very early on for me, which were two bags of Haribo. Now, as we've established, I in this strange podcast over the months, stroke years, that opportunities for getting one over on the co-host are usually not spurned. But no, I took the moral high ground, knowing that this was a Christmas gift, and preserved the Haribo for Ralph. I could have quite easily just scarfed one, kept one bag, and shared it between the two of us.
Can I sing the jingle?
You can.
Hang on.
The Haribo, the Haribo, kids and adults love it, so... Kids and grown-ups love it.
That's the one.
Happy World.
Oh, it's a funny mix. Oh, that's splendid. I do approve. Because you should always have sweets and treats at Christmas time, I feel. It's part of the tradition.
It was the kind of thing that with gifts you would get, particularly if they were sent to you by relatives, you would get them all bundled together. So you'd have this misshapen lump of wrapping paper that would reveal...
And often you would tend to get little bags of random sweets and stuff.
Yes, so.
Yes.
Now, canine correspondent Susie has sprung to life because, for those of you that don't own a dog, if you've ever seen anything about the Mafia, it's kind of like living with that. They are basically hairy gangsters that demand a cut of everything you will eat.
That's true. She's looking at me funny.
My dog has previously deprived one of my friends of a 14-inch pizza.
I'm going to try the star one, an exciting taste challenge.
I'm having a strawberry.
Mmm. There's a consistency of jelly, which is different from the usual Haribo, I would say. There's a nice orange bouquet, mixed with a sort of lemony zest, I feel, which is ideal for cold winter days.
Cola bottle's a winner.
Is it? Very good. Well, there we go.
But we'll put them aside just now, otherwise. Oh. Mm. 10 minutes of us stuffing our faces and feeding the dog is not going to be there.
Yeah.
So we have our other item.
I believe it's wrapped in some kind of newspaper. What's the headline there? It's from the Sun newspaper. What's the headline?
It's about Jimmy Savile.
No.
And now we have a certain TV theme tune in our head to get rid of.
I love that show, but I can't anymore because he's a fiend.
I know, but such a jaunty theme tune.
I know, but it just doesn't bring joy anymore.
I know, because when you hear that your letter was just the start of it, it takes a whole sinister turn.
It's just wrong. It's wrong, and there's some football headlines there as well, I think.
Yes, it's about Mancini and Roberto Mancini and Mario Balotelli.
Oh, there's another newspaper with him. It's like a Russian doll. There's a naked lady. Look.
It is.
There's also another naked lady in that piece of paper over there. You can see where their interests immediately go towards. But in her defence...
Oh, Poppy from Somerset.
Yeah. Well done, Poppy. So I'm liking this already. It's all good. You can't go wrong with that naked lady.
True.
What have we got there?
Books.
Books. Books. Real books.
Real books. We have Armageddon for Beginners.
Really? Does that involve teaching us how to destroy the world?
Time travel, the destruction of America, a coming dictator, and detailed countdown to the end of the world. It's all here and more. Journalist and writer Dave McKay takes readers on a journey through some of the most startling predictions in the Bible. These are not fanciful imaginations. They are verifiable, including one which gives the exact year in which Jesus Christ was to be crucified.
Really?
It was written hundreds of years before his death.
Was it then?
McKay then goes on to predict further events which will take place on Earth in the third millennium. America, Russia, France, the United Kingdom, and even Australia get mentioned. This should be a required reading for anyone who's interested in finding out where human history is leading for us.
Really? It's leading us.
Now, I think we're going to have another podcast episode dedicated to this book.
I think this could be a proper crazy book.
Oh, this could be up there with Wet Goddess.
The what?
That's the thing I was tweeting about last night.
The listeners are not aware of what Wet Goddess is.
I was recording an episode of The Underbase with Mikey and Mr. Grufflock, and Mikey mentioned that we're talking about mad stuff that got people really upset, as we're talking about dinosaur inaccuracies, which always sets Mikey off. And he mentioned Wet Goddess, and it's this book about a dude who had basically fucked a dolphin. It's really all you can say. But he learned to communicate with it, not by learning the gestures and language and all that, but by telepathically beaming it his own language in 3 hours, communicating with it on the astral ocean, astral plane for dolphins, I suppose. And then, as the review I tweeted said, banged the dolphin like a screen door.
That's it. I'm just looking at this Armageddon book. I think this is gold. I think this is proper, actual gold.
This will be a podcast episode on its own.
As such chapters as Revelation, the movie, the Seven Trumpets, the Beast, and Chapter 22, the Prostitute. The message in this book is urgent. We want to get out to as many people as possible. If you want to order more, you can get them from the Jesus Christians of Australia. Oh, there's even pictures. Oh, there's even little cartoons and jigsaws and stuff. This is amazing.
Oh, this is brilliant. We will be giving you an episode on this all
over
the zone.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right, I'm going to read a bit, though. So yeah. I want...
What chapter are you going to go
for? No, I want a number. Burns, anything between 1 and 218.
154.
Oh. Cashless society is on the cards.
Oh dear.
We're being trained to use the mark for all transactions, not just large purchases. DM. It's a reprint of a Telegraph thing about smart cards and chip and pin, basically. And damn it, that's just...
No, hang on, is that not telling us?
Oh no, but the next page gets gold!
What does it give?
Because basically, apparently, the mark in question they're referring to is the mark of the devil, 666. Which has already been debunked as being inaccurate, because if it was a numerical transliteration of Nero, which it was supposed to be, it should actually be 616, the Marvel Universe. But there you go. But no, we have a picture of a barcode with basically an with, I should explain, it's an absolutely normal barcode with random numbers, but just underneath we're the two lines that don't have a number underneath them that sort of go down underneath, they've just arbitrarily put 666 underneath it.
That's amazing. This is gold.
What
have you found?
I'm finding a picture of a leopardy beast which looks to be parting a big toothed vagina to reveal a polar bear face.
Oh my goodness me, yes.
That is pretty much exact. I think it's meant to be picking a different head to put on. But it does look like they're peeling apart a massive death vagina.
And that's from the Beast chapter.
Yes, that's... John's Beast had 7 heads. Little is said about 60 of them. It's likely these 6 heads, which hardly rate a mention, are the part of the vision that represents past world empires. The revelation could have been saying that all those past empires will be spiritually present in the final empire as well. The drawing below suggests that the 6 past empires were the Egyptian, Assyrian, Babylonian, Persian, Greek and Roman empires, with one world empire still to come.
Wow.
Daniel's fourth beast. The thing is, what we should explain is, and it relates to the packaging, I think, is that anybody that's been convicted of sex crimes in Scotland is called a beast.
It's true.
Which means watching the X-Men films and cartoons can often be rather unironically amusing.
Yeah, as for instance, to go back to Jimmy Savile, his home, after it was found out to be a sex offender, it was vandalised. One of his homes in Scotland was vandalised, and people wrote Jimmy the Beast on the side, because that's the word that you associate with
which you just kind of think sounds like a really, really old-fashioned good defender at football. Oh, do you see him? He was clear through on goal, but fuck, he was taken down by Jimmy the Beast. That was shocking. So that's we're going to put this book aside because we're coming back to this.
We're coming back to probably one of the first regular episodes
of the new year. Yeah. And the next book is Alexander Orlov presents Yakov Saves Christmas.
Oh,
it has the meerkats from the meerkat.
Is it a heartwarming Christmas fable?
Well, first of all, it's a hardback, and it basically says everyone knows Yakov make best toys in all Russia, but not everyone know that our beloved meerkat elder is full of courage. When Santa Claus suffers sudden ill, then it's panic with all the little muskrat elves. With only hours to go, who will deliver all the toys in time for Christmas? In a nail-biting sleigh race against time, can Yakov save the day? Hear his festive tale that is full of seasonal excitement. I think it is perfect Christmas all by itself. Signed, Alexander.
Aww.
And it has Yakov Saves Christmas. And it's basically an old-fashioned kid's storybook.
It is actually an old-fashioned kid's storybook, yeah.
With very nice painted art not a huge amount of words on the page, but they're all written in character with that. Mm-hmm. And there is a letter from Bogdan, one of the meerkats. Dear Santa Claus, I would like a bright red racing car like this one, from Bogdan. And he's drawn it.
Aww. Very heartwarming. And what a contrast to the newspaper packaging about naked ladies and sex offenders and the Armageddon book.
It's true. And, oh.
Yes.
Stanislavskovich's real name was Stan, but he lengthened himself when he was made chief reindeer.
Splendid.
And in all fairness, no book can't be thing that you have a meerkat in glasses wearing a Santa outfit.
You can't go wrong with that, no. So that's splendid. So it's been a splendid package all round, I feel.
It has indeed.
It has indeed. Sorry, I have to admit, I've gone back to Armageddon for beginners. And I'm in the chapter called The Lamb and the Beast, where we have some pictures. One of which is representing the Third World. And in the box it says Africa, Asia, Europe, South America. And we just have a fist which has been shaking fist. Just a shaking fist in the books. Not sure why.
And then for no reason, a Jaguar on a tree. This is going to take some digesting.
Yes.
This is
going to be read cover to cover.
Oh yes, we will read the we'll read Yakov Saves Christmas.
Which
cover
is also fabulous, yes.
But will be significantly shorter. Shorter in time. So I'd like to say a big thank you, Alan, for that. It's a fantastic gift.
Yes, thank you. May the spirit of Christmas be with you.
Did it hurt you so much to say something joyful?
It always hurts me to say something joyful.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that. We will come back to this for another podcast, in one of the regular ones in 2013.
Yes.
So many thanks for that. We are now going to stuff ourselves with sweets for a little while. So we'll take our leave of you. And we'll be back tomorrow for another exciting 12 Dub of Christmas.
Arrgh!
Bye!